There's been plenty to report both locally and nationally in the Shropshire Star this week. One of the stories that caught the eye locally was protests about coal mining in Telford. John Simcock is Deputy Editor of the Shropshire Star. So John, these protests about coal mining, who's protesting and how are they doing it?
Well, this week, Andy, we saw protesters hanging banners from bridges over the M54. They were from the Reeking Stop War group and a local anarchist group. But they were reflecting quite widespread concerns about plans from UK Coal for a big open cast mine down at the foot of the Arkle. We've carried in the paper over the last few months countless stories about concerns locally. Campaign has been calling for a health audit to see exactly what the dangers of open cast mining in the area might mean, and protests have been going on almost ever since UK Coal took the wraps off their plans.
So it's a peaceful protest, and no doubt we'll see more of that.
I think we're going to see a lot more protests. I think it's an ongoing issue. It's something that's clearly angered a lot of people in the area, and is going to carry on, yeah.
And then nationally, one of the big stories this week has actually been a sports story with the shock resignation of the England cricket captain, Michael Vaughan. His replacement is the star batsman, Kevin Peterson. And how have people reacted to that?
Well, split camp. Absolutely split camp. There's those amongst us who think Peterson is the man to lead England back to glory. Ashes series coming up next year, of course, and we all know what happened 3 years ago when Michael Vaughan led our boys to glory against the Australians. But on the other hand, there's those of us who think Peterson might just be a bit too flash for his own good.
So we'll have to wait and see how that one pans out.
We will indeed, but I fear that England may lose their greatest batting talent by putting the burden of captaincy on his shoulders.
Great, thank you very much. The Shropshire Star brought exclusive news this week of a homecoming parade for some of the county's troops. The Royal Irish Regiment that's stationed at Turnhill will be welcomed back to the county with a huge parade, and about 600 troops are currently serving in the Helmand region of Afghanistan. Shirley Tart broke the news and she's here to talk about the parade. So Shirley, what exactly is planned and what can we expect?
Well, Brian Gillow, the chairman of the county council, was very keen to counteract the sort of feeling that we don't in this country welcome our troops back as they do in some others, notably America, I guess. And he wanted to do something about that. He himself was in the Irish Guards, I think, so he'd got an affinity with this regiment, but of course they are stationed at Turnhill. And that was the idea. He wanted to do a parade and, as you say, an abbey service in the abbey at Shrewsbury.
And it's a great thing for the county because people will be able to express their gratitude, I suppose, to the troops.
That's right. And Brian is, I know, he's very keen to get people out doing just that, because there is a feeling that you know, the boys just come home and get back to their barracks and we don't ever see them again. And the point I think he wants to make is that this particular occasion is to honour all of them, not just the Royal Irish Regiment, who will stand for all of them, who've gone from all the services, really. But
so it's people who've done whatever jobs they've done in Afghanistan, and they'll all be honoured equally when they return.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the Royal Irish Regiment, because they're the ones coming home. But I think Mr. Gillow is very keen for just to feel it's a representation of everybody, the Air Force, the you know, from all over the county who've gone to Afghanistan or Iraq or other hotspots.
And finally, the homecoming welcome, what form will that take? How will we celebrate the return?
Well, the actual return's phased. They come over home over a period of about 6 weeks, I think, for obvious reasons. You've got to phase in and phase out. So I think this day, on October the 16th, will be the first time the public will be able to mark the occasion of that homecoming, and the service will start the day, so I think it's 11 o'clock, and then there'll be this big parade through the streets, which should be wonderful.
It's a great story, and we'll obviously keep a date in our diaries for October the 16th. Thanks, Shirley. One of the more unusual stories this week was about a lad from Telford whose 8th birthday is on the 8th of the 8th, 08. Tommy Hansen is a senior reporter on Shropshire Star. So, Tom, what's this all about?
Well, Andy, 3 is meant to be the lucky number, but for this little lad we've been speaking to, it turns out to be the number 8, as you said. Little Miles Holt, he's from Redlands Road, down in Trench, and he turned 8 on Friday, which was the 8th of the 8th, 08, as you say.
And a party for him to celebrate, presumably?
I reckon so, at least a bit of a knees up. His family are quite chuffed about it. It's quite unusual. They made contact with us, so we've spoken to him. And the Chinese, it seems, are starting the Olympics the same day, or did start the Olympics the same day, and it's it kicked off at 8:08 in the evening.
Of course, so his birthday, 8:08:08, is also the same time as the Chinese kicked the Olympics off in Beijing on the 8:08:08.
You said it, and he's having a, I think he's probably going to sit down and be watching the Olympics keenly, because he's got more interest than most in it. But he's been finding out all about how the Chinese treat it as a very lucky number. I know that in China, the number 8 is revered for sort of bringing prosperity and wealth. So, you know, who knows? We'll have to watch this young man's future with interest. Maybe he'll be very rich when he grows up.
Fantastic. Well done, Miles. Thank you.
Thanks.
In next week's Shropshire Star, there'll be a Star Woman supplement. That's a once-monthly supplement that appears where Tracy O'Sullivan, woman's editor for the Shropshire Star, presents fashion news and all sorts of other things for lady readers of the paper. So, Tracy, what can we expect in Star Woman next Tuesday?
Well, regularly we talk about inspirational women in Star Woman, but this month we really focus on those ladies who are extra special, the ones who've made a real difference. This month we launched the search for our Star Woman of the Year 2008. So please check out Tuesday's edition to find out how you can help us to pay tribute to those women, the women who deserve individual recognition for their achievements and contribution to the community in which they live. The launch will also reveal this year's guest speaker, and this is a starter not to be missed, so find out on Tuesday who she is.
And what else can we look forward to in the supplement then?
Well, whilst Star Woman of the Year is most definitely our highlight of this month's issue, there is plenty more to lift the current doom of the increasing economic problems we are all facing. We find out how you can feel good about spending again by meeting three Shropshire women who are crafting a real success out of shopping with a conscience. We also look at what the savvy shopper is buying in the summer sales. And with the Olympics kicking off this week, we also check out what the action girls should be wearing this summer.
Great, so plenty to look forward to. Anything else to mention?
Yes, but well, basically our two Shropshire mothers in our own version of the Games are also turning up the heat this month. Jackie and Sharon continue to do battle in their head-to-head summer Get Fit competition. So if you look at this Tuesday's edition, you can find out how much the girls have lost so far and what their targets are for the final sprint to the finish line in September.
Perfect, we'll look forward to that. Thanks very much, Tracy.
Lovely.
It's going to be a busy week over the next 7 days in the Shropshire Star, and there are plenty of supplements for people of all tastes and all interests. Carl Jones is the features editor who puts the supplements together. So what can we look forward to over the next 7 days, Carl?
Well, on the assumption that by Monday you'll have had enough of the Olympics already and getting up in the early hours of the morning, we've got quite a busy programme next week. After our usual 8 pages of business on Monday, Tuesday sees the start of our latest Star Woman supplement. It's our monthly offering of fashion, lifestyle and real life stories, and women's editor Tracy O'Sullivan's been out and about to see if we're getting value for money at the shops. On Wednesday we've got our homes and property supplement, and there's some really nice properties actually coming onto the market at the moment, and estate agents are saying that things are moving. They're moving slowly, and if people are prepared to price their homes realistically, they are still selling. On Thursday, as well as our usual job finder supplement, we're starting the first of a 6-week run of education and training supplements. Of course, it's exam time, and it's a time when students are looking at universities and further education. So over the next 6 Thursdays, we'll be looking at what's on offer in the local colleges. On Friday, in our Autostar supplement, our motoring editor Sharon Walters will be reviewing the new Jeep. She's been off-roading this weekend in it to put it through its paces. And then on Saturday, in our Shropshire Weekend supplement, we'll have the third instalment of our new food diaries experiment. I don't know if you've been following this, but we've set up 4 Shropshire families who've all agreed to see whether their shopping bills are going through the roof. And on this Saturday, it's Vic Johnson of Bridge North's turn to tell us what he found.
Great, so lots to look forward to. There's also been a few quirkier stories in the papers this week. One that caught the eye, I think there was an 88-year-old a lady from Telford who wanted to go skydiving.
Frieda Ridgway from Chilcot Gardens in Madeley, an 88-year-old great-grandmother from Telford. And this is a fabulous story. She decided she wanted to do a parachute jump, hurling herself out of an aircraft at 13,000 square feet. So she drove 2.5 hours to Cambridgeshire last week, only to find when she got there that they were refusing her permission to jump from the plane.
So what happened? They said she couldn't jump. What's going to happen now?
Well, they put her through this little experiment. You have to do a health and safety task, and they make you jump off a chair and try and land on your feet. And she couldn't do this because she walks with a frame. So she's been trawling the internet to try and find an alternative skydiving centre which will let her do it.
And has she actually found one?
She's found one in Milton Keynes. They've booked her in for August the 28th, and I'm sure we'll be there to see how she gets on.
That's great. Thank you very much, Carl.
There's lots to look forward to next week in Shropshire Star. We'll have full coverage on the A-level results from all the colleges and schools around the county. Our reporters will bring you interviews with students when they get their grades. There'll also be photographs of schools and colleges from different districts across Shropshire. There's another thing to look forward to next week with the Shrewsbury Flower Show, one of the highlights of Shropshire's annual calendar. We'll have in-depth coverage with previews, photographs and interviews of people at the show. You can also find out what celebrity chef James Martin is doing in his kitchen, learn about star singer Hayley Westenra, who's performing there, and much more besides. There'll also be results and news from our dedicated reporting and photographic team, so check out your Shropshire Star each night.